let me move on now to the sacrifice from the goats, verse 12. And if his offering be a goat, then he shall offer it before the Lord. Now, this is the third and the final type of sacrifice. All three types of sacrifice are essential, you see, to portray the different aspects of Christ and the peace offering. Now, the goat represents the complete identification of Christ as adequate to take away the sin of man. He was made sin for us. That's just not a nice statement. It's an actual fact. He is the propitiation for our sins, which means that he adequately and totally paid the penalty for our sins. Someone says today, I don't want anyone to make a goat out of me. Well, my friend, Christ was willing to be made a goat for you. He took the full penalty of your sin and my sin, and that is set forth in this sacrifice here. Now, the ritual of it follows the same pattern that we've had in the burnt offering. Now, there are two statements made here in verse 16 and 17. All the fat is the Lord's, and that ye eat neither fat nor blood. Now, these two prohibitions are indeed striking, and they are amplified in the law of the peace offerings, as there are certain details that do not concern us at this point, and therefore I'm going to pass right by it. We'll see about the eating of blood later on. But we are told in this section here, the reason for the prohibition of eating the fat is given here. The fat's the Lord's. Man was reminded that he was redeemed by blood. That's the basis and ground of our acceptance to God. And that brings us to the place of fellowship with God. But the fat is the Lord's. He demands the best. And if we are to enjoy it to the fullest, our fellowship with him, it's imperative that we give him our best. My friend, the reason today we have so many cheap saints is because they're cheap. They don't offer God the best that they are and that they have. Oh, how wonderful this peace offering is. And we're told here the breast is offered, and that's given back to the priest. That speaks of the love of Christ for us, that he loved me and gave himself for me. Oh, he's saying to you and me today, my sheep, hear my voice. Do you hear him, Christian friend, in this offering here?